The day I met James Dean. The coolest day of my life was the day James Dean knocked on my front door. It was weird because according to everything I'd read, he'd been dead about 100 years or something, well, 55 actually, and there was no way James Dean was showing up in jeans, loafers, leather jacket with turned up collar, and a plain white Rebel Without a Cause t-shirt at my front door. No way. At first I thought it was because my friend Joan's husband Jeff had had a massive heart attack, had no pulse for 17 minutes, and then they revived him, and later I asked him what he was doing for those 17 minutes, and he said he didn't remember. But when I mentioned the whole white tunnel thing I'd read about, he did say, oh yeah, there was a tunnel, but it was green. And just as he was about to get vacuumed straight through this green space, he said, no way, and shot himself back up at about 100 miles an hour and landed straight back flat on his back in the ER. But he did say he thought there was some guy at the end of the tunnel holding a bow and arrow aimed at him. It scared the shit out of him, and he plain turned tail and did that quick getaway. That's how Jeff made it through those 17 minutes and nearly died and then came back. So I sort of attributed James Dean showing up to my preoccupation with Jeff's out-of-body but not quite experience. And then I saw that he had picked up my paper off the driveway, and I thought he was probably one of those frauds selling magazine subscriptions but pretending to be a high school football player. So I just sort of grabbed my paper and was going to shut the door, but Mother Mary of Jesus, I looked at him, and he was so James Dean. And then when I was checking out his hair, you couldn't fool me there, I saw that he had a regular standard-issue gold halo above his head, and that's when I knew he was the real deal. An imposter wouldn't be pretending to be James Dean with a big old angel halo above his head. He'd have to be nuts to do that, and this guy, flesh and blood, exactly the perfect James Dean cool temperature, was no nutcase. I could tell. Trust me. And I'm not exactly fooled, I can tell you. I'm pretty old. I know a phony when I see one, and I know James Dean when I see him. So I had to ask him what the heck he was doing at my front door, and you won't believe this, but he said he'd been doing this regular semi-angel job, escorting reluctant, almost dead people across that weird, mixed-up gray land you read about, and some old guy tried to get away and actually got his nearly dead foot kicked clear through the squishy membrane between this world and that one, whatever it's called. And he had to get to him quick, and the time clock went off. And by the Lord, there was some twist in the whole plan, and he got lost, and the guy got back on track to Deadville, but James got drop-kicked by some mistake back to Earth. And because he's wingless and only has a halo, he's stuck. I said, you mean you're stuck forever? And he said, no. But he had to wait it out until a higher power with wings could find him, collect him, and get him back to his day job. I wanted to ask him why he only got the halo and not the wings, but he's James Dean, and I could probably guess. He's not Mother Teresa, for example. You can be pretty sure she got the whole deal when she got there, wings, halo, and maybe even a start over on a youthful appearance. I'd say James Dean is pretty lucky that he has a good job and a halo and got to keep his clothes. He wasn't interested in anything earthy, never asked me any questions, and was pretty boring, actually. I let him hang around on the front porch and told him I loved all his movies, especially East of Eden, which I've seen about 20 times. He did let me touch him once, just to be sure he was solid and not like a transparent spirit or anything, no. He was rock, solid James Dean flesh. When it got dark, the halo stayed lit, pretty bright, and I decided that was so the almost dead people could see him at the end of that green tunnel, even if it was dark. I can only imagine some old lady's shock when she got close and saw that her guide wasn't some fluttery angel from the Old Testament, but James Dean, like the James Dean. I'll bet she followed him all the way to heaven or hell or wherever the heck he took her. I know I would. I'd follow James Dean anywhere.